As AI continues to revolutionize our world, there's a critical conversation we can't ignore: AI safety and security. And that's where HackerOne's AI red teaming comes into play, rigorously testing AI models to prevent them from being misled or exploited. HackerOne employs over 2 million ethical hackers, and 750 of them specialize in prompt hacking and other AI security and testing. So HackerOne isn't just theorizing, they're actively safeguarding AI's future. Just recently, a team unearthed over 100 vulnerabilities in just 2 weeks. So whether you're at the helm of a startup or steering product innovation at a large company, it's time to prioritize AI security. Visit HackerOne.com/AI for more. Again, HackerOne.com/AI.
This episode is sponsored by porkbun.com. Porkbun is a refreshingly different domain name registrar that's different from the other ones like GoDaddy or Namecheap. They've got low prices on hundreds of different domain extensions. They've got everything from .com domains to really cool ones like .pro, .dev, .xyz. Every domain name at Porkbun comes with tons of freebies too, like SSL certificate, whois privacy, DNS, URL forwarding, and hosting trials. Because why pay for things that should be free, right? All these incredible features and tools are backed by incredible support, 365 days a year, and more 5-star reviews on Trustpilot from real customers than anyone else. Look, you can get $1 off your next domain name from Porkbun and see why they're the best domain name registrar around by using our code. Just go to porkbun.com/rocketshipfm24. That's porkbun, porkbun.com/rocketshipfm24. You'll save $1 on your next domain. This episode is brought to you by Gigantic. At Gigantic, you can level up your product skills through live, small group, cohort-based trainings. We're incredibly excited to welcome you to our next cohort of our product strategy training, kicking off in January of 2024. This course will take you through the frameworks that product leaders use at companies like eBay, DoorDash, Groupon, Rent the Runway, in order to scale their teams. It's taught by Ben Foster, a friend of this podcast, who is the former chief product officer at Whoop. So come join us. Go to gigantic.is. That's gigantic.is. And save your seat for our January cohort. Your potential is gigantic, and we're here to help you reach it. Go to gigantic.is to reserve your seat today. This episode of Rocketship.fm is brought to you by Clubhouse, the first project management platform for software development that brings everyone together so that teams can focus on what matters, creating products their customers love. With a simple API and robust set of integrations, Clubhouse also seamlessly integrates with the tools that you already use every day. Listeners of Rocketship.fm can sign up for 2 free months of Clubhouse by visiting clubhouse.io/rocketshipfm. This episode is brought to you today by Gusto. Payroll and benefits are hard, especially when you're a small business. Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR easy for modern small businesses. You no longer have to be part of a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and a great service to take care of your team.
To help support the show, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited-time deal. You sign up today, you will get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/rocketship. Again, gusto.com/rocketship.
Something is happening in Cleveland, Ohio.
That's right. Right here in my hometown.
Something that's out of the ordinary, something strange and exciting. It's a movement that has taken over the focus of nearly the entire city.
We're talking Cleveland's top business leaders, civic leaders, politicians, lawmakers, people running educational institutions, all dedicated to making Cleveland the blockchain capital of the world.
Cleveland, Ohio.
That's right. Cleveland, Ohio is trying to become the blockchain capital of the world.
This isn't Brock Pierce's crypto utopia in Puerto Rico or Jeff Burns' blockchain community outside of Las Vegas. This is Bernie Moreno's Blockland, and this is happening inside the government buildings in Cleveland, Ohio.
I mean, I can practically pay my taxes in Bitcoin now.
You absolutely can, which is nuts.
It's all a part of the bigger initiative to open up opportunities and attract new talent to a state that really isn't usually part of the national tech conversation.
And at the center of this bleeding edge technological movement is Bernie Moreno.
Bernie Moreno, the local car salesman turned blockchain enthusiast who's been spearheading a large part of this initiative.
And the plot thickens.
So, in season 6 of Rocketship.fm, we're going to bring you the story of a blue-collar city fighting against all odds to reinvent itself, led by one of the most unlikely champions of blockchain technology.
In season 6, we're bringing you the story of Blockland. Welcome to Rocketship.fm.
Rocketship FM is produced in partnership with Product Collective.
We are your hosts, Michael Sacca.
And I'm Mike Belsito.
Bernie Moreno will tell you that Blockland isn't his initiative. It's Cleveland's initiative. But really?
I started hearing about Blockland first from Bernie Moreno.
Bernie Moreno.
Bernie Moreno.
So you know Bernie Moreno? He says, yeah. So can I get a meeting with him?
Bernie's the youngest of 7 children. And at a young age, Bernie's family moved from Bogota, Colombia to Miami, Florida.
This experience being an immigrant at a young age gave him the perspective of what it was like to be an outsider.
Yeah, there is this story that I heard about his family as a young child. He went to his mother to translate a phrase, and it was an off-color phrase that he had been called at school. But she told him that this slur actually meant the smart people from Colombia.
Bernie grew a fascination with cars at a young age as well. At 14, he actually wrote a letter to the chairman of the board of General Motors, offering his insight on how to turn the company around. And the chairman responded with a 3-page letter addressing the strategies he laid out in his letter, perhaps for the first time planting that seed in young Bernie's head that he could make a difference, that his voice could be heard.
And when it was time for college, he chose a school in Michigan so that he could be a stone's throw away from the car capital of the world. And while in school, he actually interned at General Motors. Now, after graduating, he got offered a job with a newly established brand in the auto industry, Saturn, where he would call on the dealerships opening across all of New England.
Soon thereafter, the 25-year-old car enthusiast was hired by one of the largest car dealers in New England to become the general manager of Saturn Warwick. I guess that's Rhode Island. And eventually, the vice president, overseeing several dealerships, and he stayed there nearly 12 years.
But what did they used to say about Saturn? Didn't they call it like a different kind of company, a different kind of car?
Yeah, remember those commercials like the mid-90s, early 2000s?
5 years ago, I started hauling cars for Saturn. Man, that was something. People wanted to know all about them.
What kind of car is that?
It's a Saturn.
Can I get it with a sunroof?
Can I get one with leather?
Yeah, you can get it with fog lamps.
And just when I can explain everything about these cars.
These are the dent-resistant doors.
Saturn decides to change things and come out with new ones.
Oh, well. Here we go again.
But then, at the age of 38, he received a call from Mercedes-Benz, asking him if he'd be interested in buying a struggling Mercedes dealership in Cleveland. He bought the besieged dealership, and he turned it around in less than a year. Went from 10 to 15 sales a month to more than 100 sales per month. He even earned the prestigious Best of the Best award from Mercedes, and he's continued that tradition now for over a decade.
Now, the 52-year-old father of four today has more than 15 dealerships in Ohio, Kentucky, Massachusetts, and Florida, with more than 900 employees representing 30 brands.
And his philosophy is simple. He's obsessed with the client experience. His dealerships notably have better customer experience because he leads by example.
My name is Garrett Blaha. I've been a customer at Mercedes-Benz for about 10 years. I'd have to say my favorite thing at Mercedes-Benz North Olmsted is the service. They are all about making your life insanely easy, and they do that. I didn't think it was possible. They just went above and beyond again, and they introduced the mobile service van that will actually come to your home, change your oil, fix your tire pressure, whatever you need done, they take care of it, and you don't leave the comfort of your home. There is absolutely no way I would ever not buy my next car from Mercedes-Benz in North Olmsted because of the level of service. If friends or family are buying a car, I would push them to Mercedes-Benz in North Olmsted because they truly are the best. They've set the standard in terms of service.
And when you say customer experience, you're not kidding. Some of his dealerships have a coffee bar that imports coffee that some say is the best anywhere in Cleveland. He's even put his own cell phone number on commercials as a way to show customers that he takes their feedback seriously.
Now his dealerships have been technology forward, integrating iPads and developing their own apps to help with parts of the sales process. But this is still a far leap from blockchain.
So how did this leap happen?
Well, it actually all started with a conversation that he had with his youngest son.
We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. This episode of Rocketship FM is brought to you by Clubhouse, the first project management platform for software development that brings everyone together so that teams can focus on what matters, creating products their customers love. And speaking of building products that customers love, we've hired a professional voice actress to read off some of the fantastic testimonials that we've gathered about Clubhouse, like this one from Clinton Gromley, the Elastic Stack team lead.
Clubhouse is fine-grained enough that each sub-team can track the tasks they're working on, but allows us to zoom out to the team, product, or stack level.
Or this one from John Kudmal, the CTO and co-founder of LaunchDarkly.
Clubhouse provides the ability to work on a task list at the smallest level where I can check things off, all the way up to tracking my entire company's engineering velocity at the milestone level.
Or this one from Molly Wolfberg, the product manager at Wistia.
Clubhouse provides enough data and a way to view that data, which means it's easy to slice and dice the numbers and makes the team more productive.
Listeners of Rocketship.fm can sign up for 2 free months of Clubhouse by visiting clubhouse.io/Rocketship FM. This episode is brought to you today by Gusto. Payroll and benefits are hard, especially for small businesses. You don't have the time to be an expert on things like taxes and regulations.
And there are old school payroll providers that exist, but they're just not built for the modern business.
Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR easy for small businesses. Modern technology does the heavy lifting, so it's easy to get things right.
Now, again, there is some competition for Gusto out there, but Gusto actually has a lot of things going for them. PC Mag and Fit Small Business, they've called Gusto the best payroll for small businesses.
Gusto makes payroll a breeze. In fact, 9 out of 10 users say Gusto is easier to use than other payroll solutions.
And Gusto definitely saves you time. 72% of customers, they actually spend less than 5 minutes to run payroll. I know a lot of people that spend way more.
Gusto is reliable. 4 out of 5 customers actually reduce payroll errors after switching.
And if you don't believe it, just Google it. People love Gusto. And how often do you actually love your payroll provider?
Almost never. Most small businesses, they don't have an HR expert, but you don't need one to use Gusto. With great software and great service, you can focus on your business, not on your payroll or your paperwork. To help support the show, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited time deal. Sign up today and you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/rocketship. That's gusto.com/rocketship. So about 4 years ago, when his son was 16, he came to him and said, "Dad, take all your money, invest it in Bitcoin."
And now some dads might have just laughed that off, right? That's kind of a crazy statement. But Bernie actually did call his financial advisor and said, "Hey, is this Bitcoin thing really a thing? You know, is this something I should be paying attention to?"
And his advisor said, no, don't put all your money into it. But there is some interesting stuff happening here, and we're actually paying attention to it.
So this was actually his first introduction to cryptocurrency and blockchain, which ended up setting the course for the next few years of his life.
Bernie bought fully into the idea that blockchain was the new internet. He started pulling out some of his money that he had in the auto dealerships and began investing it in blockchain businesses. But more than making personal investments, the notion that blockchain is the future of tech has become a rallying cry at his public appearances lately.
Yes, he's been known for saying things like, "We've got to think moonshot. And if we don't do this now, then in 2 years, everybody's going to be saying we should have done that."
He sees this opportunity for Cleveland as a window that has a finite timeline. If Cleveland doesn't move fast enough, they're going to miss this opportunity forever.
Then, about a year ago, he founded Onum, a blockchain company focused on simplifying government processes. He assembled a team to support the idea, and as part of that, asked them where should they set up operations.
He has car dealerships all over the country, so really it didn't matter. It wasn't a given that he'd simply open up shop in Cleveland. And in fact, some of his advisors assumed that he would have chosen one of the big major tech hubs like San Francisco or Austin.
But then in October of 2018, Ohio Governor John Kasich signed the Data Protection Act, which helped validate that digital signatures collected using technology similar to blockchain were valid signatures recognized by the government. This solidified Bernie's desire to stay in a place like Ohio, and Bernie started to kick it back to his advisors. Why not Cleveland?
And the clear answer was because there wasn't infrastructure to support a growing team in Cleveland.
So Bernie took the stance of, well, if that doesn't exist here, then let's fix it. He then set out a master plan to make Cleveland a leader in blockchain technology, not just in Ohio, not just in the US, but the world. Now, we know this initiative today as Blockland.
And Blockland has really become, man, so much. There's some tangible things like a national conference, which was conceived, planned, and took place all in a matter of mere months. Plans for City Block, a tech campus that is said to rival that of 1871 in Chicago in terms of scale. There are politicians and lawmakers already paving the way to change legislation. Educators are creating programs for students, and the list goes on.
Next week, we're going to leave Cleveland and visit other places in the world where blockchain is already booming.
Places like Puerto Rico, where a child actor who starred in The Mighty Ducks is now a Bitcoin billionaire.
And elsewhere, like Miami, Florida, where even the mayor himself is involved, and even your own stomping ground of Las Vegas, Michael.
That's right. And then later in the series, we are going to return back to Cleveland and dive into Blockland. Thanks for listening to Rocketship.fm. Rocketship.fm is now part of the Podglomerate Network. You can check out all the shows on the Podglomerate Network at thepodglomerate.com. And there's some good ones. We also want to give a huge thanks to Jordan Aaron, who helped us mix this entire series, and we couldn't have done it without him.
No, and also a big thank you goes out to everybody in this series that was willing to open up to us, whether you were a part of the Blockland Initiative, whether you were a naysayer in this Blockland Initiative, thank you for being there for us. And finally, Rocketship is produced in partnership with Product Collective. We invite you to come over to productcollective.com and sign up to be a member. It's free to do that, and you could keep tabs on all things product, whether you're getting our newsletter every single week, whether you're attending one of our live video Q&A chats with product leaders all around the world. You can even join our Slack channel with thousands of other product people. Just come over to productcollective.com.